This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reshuffles his cabinet. World Environment Day being marked in and across the country today. Country reported additional 6,653 new cases of COVID-19. 101 additional corona-related deaths confirmed. Chief Justice Cholendra Samchai Rana forms constitutional bench on basis of seniority. And Facebook suspends Donald Trump account for 2 years. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reshuffled his cabinet. The agreement to reshuffle the cabinet was made after the meeting held yesterday between Prime Minister Oli and Janata Samaj Party Party leader Mahanta Thakur. The new cabinet has 3 deputy prime ministers, 12 ministers and 2 ministers of state. The newly appointed deputy prime ministers and ministers took the oath of office and secrecy before President Bidya Devi Bhandari amidst a special function at the office of the president yesterday. In the new cabinet, only 4 ministers remain unchanged. Minister for Finance Bisnu Paudel, who is now Deputy Prime Minister, Minister for Education Krishna Gopal Shrestha, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Nembang, and Minister for Law Lilanath Shrestha remained unchanged in the recent reshuffle. The newly appointed Deputy Prime Ministers in the Cabinet are Bisnu Paudel, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance, Rajendra Mahato, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development, and Raghubir Mahaset, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs. All the new ministers appointed are Sher Bahadur Tamang, Minister for Health and Population, Sarat Singh Bhandari, Minister for Energy, Anil Kumar Jha, Minister for Drinking Water and Sanitation, Bimal Srivastav, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Uma Shankar Agarya, Minister for Forest and Environment, Lakshman Lal Karna, Minister for Land Management, Chanda Chaudhary, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, and Ekwal Mia, Minister for Youth and Sports. Likewise, Chandrakanta Chaudhary has been appointed as the Minister of State for Energy, while Renuka Gurung has been appointed as the Minister of State for Women, Children and Senior Citizens. Today is June 5th. The World Environment Day is being marked across the world, including Nepal today. World Environment Day is one of the biggest annual events organized by the United Nations to generate awareness about the significance of nature. World Environment Day is observed on June 5th every year to remind people about the importance of nature. The day is celebrated across the world to inform people that nature should not be taken for granted and must be respected for its values. The theme of this year's World Environment Day is Reimagine, Recreate, Restore, as this year marks the beginning of the United Nations Decade on Ecosystem Restoration. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said the World Environment Day, June 5th, should be taken as a day to make a commitment for translating the constitutionally guaranteed right to live in a clean and healthy environment into action. The president expressed a confidence that the day would further inspire the country and the people to implement the commitments being made in the international forums to improve the environment and lessen the effects of land, air and water pollution. She also called for all to put collective efforts to promote activities for environmental improvement by adopting a natural lifestyle. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, through his message on the occasion of World Environment Day, has stressed on the importance to make environment-friendly cities and clean rivers to create a sustainable future. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the hospitals to allocate 20% of the bed capacity for children, predicting the possibility of third wave of COVID-19 infection in the country. The Health Ministry made this appeal, stating a notice yesterday. Health Ministry's Division Chief Dr. Madan Kumar Upadhyay urged all government community and private hospitals to make arrangement of life-saving oxygen along with the bed arrangements. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has reported additional 6,653 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. With this, the total number of corona-infected people in the country has climbed to 581,560. Similarly, 8,663 people have been recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. According to the Health Ministry data, the recovery rate till now has reached 81.89%. Meantime, the Health Ministry has confirmed additional 101 corona-related deaths. Outgoing Minister for Health and Population Vidya Tripathi has said the government has emphatically placed preparedness in view of the third wave of COVID-19 likely to occur during the coming winter. Speaking to journalists at Parasi in Nawal Parasi district yesterday, he asserted that the government had also prioritized vaccination drive as a preventive measure against COVID-19. Outgoing Communication Minister Parbat Gurung has said the government is committed to stopping the adverse environmental effects while excavating the construction materials like sand and rocks. Unveiling the cabinet decisions in Singha Darbar yesterday, he said the provisions related to excavation of materials from streams and riverbeds in the upcoming fiscal year have been misinterpreted. Minister Gurung also urged people not to believe in rumours targeting to weaken their ruling party. He also asked not to make any comment negatively as the President's diplomatic address to the international community to avail the COVID-19 vaccine was as per the spirit of the Nepal's constitution. Chief Justice Cholendu Samshair Rana has constituted a constitutional bench on the basis of the seniority for hearing cases relating to dissolution of the House of Representatives on the 22nd of May. The bench chaired by Chief Justice Rana comprises senior most Judge Deepak Kumar Kargi and Justices Meera Khadga, Hari Krishna Kargi and Ishwar Prasad Khatiwada. Earlier, Chief Justice Rana agreed to form the constitutional bench hearing the petitions related to the House of Representative dissolution on the basis of seniority and scheduled the hearing for June 7th. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
सुन त भोलिको मिटिङको लागि सबैलाई फोन गर्यो
छैन सर मेरो मोबाइलमा ब्यालेन्स नै थिएन अलि पछि गर्छु ल्यान्डलाइनबाट
ल हेर मोबाइलमा ब्यालेन्स छैन भनेर हुन्छ तिमीलाई थाहा छैन यस कार्यालयले नेपाल टेलिकमको कर्पोरेट युजर ग्रुप अर्थात् सियुजी सेवा लिएको छ तिम्रो नम्बरलाई पनि सियुजीमा सहभागी गराउ न
अनि सर मेरो त प्रिपेड नम्बर हो नि
अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले प्रिपेड र पोस्टपेड दुवै फोनमा सियुजी सेवा लागू गरिसकेको छ सियुजीमा आबद्ध भएपछि हाम्रो कर्मचारीहरू बीच निशुल्क र नेपाल टेलिकमको नेटवर्कमा सस्तो दरमा फोन तथा एसएमएस गर्न र डाटा चलाउन पाइन्छ नि तिमीलाई थप जानकारी चाहिएमा नेपाल टेलिकमको वेबसाइट www.ntc.net.np मा हेर न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with international updates now. Facebook has suspended former US President Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts for 2 years. He was barred indefinitely from both sites in January in the wake of posts he made on US Capitol riots, but last month Facebook's oversight board criticized the open-ended penalty. Facebook said Trump's actions were a severe violation of rules. Trump said the move was an insult to the millions who voted for him in last year's presidential election. The United Nations on Friday said fighters from the Allied Democratic Forces ADF group killed 57 civilians in displacement of camps in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, on May 31st. UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, said the deadly attacks by the ADF, which was driven out of neighboring Uganda in the late 1990s, had forced some 5,800 people to flee multiple displacement sites in the eastern Ituri province. Several others were left wounded and 25 people were abducted, whilst over 70 shelters and stores were set on fire. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only reshuffles his cabinet. World Environment Day being marked in and across the country today. Country reported additional 6,653 new cases of COVID-19. 101 corona-related deaths confirmed. Chief Justice Cholendo Samsayarwana forms constitutional bench on basis of seniority. And Facebook suspends stone on Trump account for 2 years. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.